And joining us on the line to talk nutrition, Dr. Dom Kondo from Deakin University and the Richmond Football Club. Hello, Dom.
Hi, guys. Harry, that's never going to get old, is it?
Sorry.
No. Can you be the reaction?
Just a bit of a tickle in the throat. How are you, gorgeous?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good.
We are so good. Now, Dom, some terribly sad news over the weekend with the loss of Warnie. And some of the reports were coming back about, just his eating habits over the years and that kind of stuff, and whether that would have impacted his health. Well, presumably everything we put in our mouth impacts our health. So maybe we could talk today about, some good carbs and not good carbs and just eating, good eating.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is so devastating. And I guess you just don't know, do you, of all the different elements that can impact someone's health. But obviously what we eat is a massive impact. And I guess, when we're talking about the carbs, it probably comes down to thinking about some of those lifestyle sort of conditions, which who knows what Warnie's case was, but it is so common in our society with things like diabetes, heart disease. And we just know that everyday food that we eat is going to impact it. So with diabetes, it's the carbohydrates in that element that we really focus on for the management. But I guess the prevention is also going to be an overall healthy diet with a focus on the sort of carbohydrate that you eat.
Yeah, right.
So are we basically saying, Dom, that, if they're overly processed, they're no good for us? And should it be if it's fresh, if we know its origin, if we've cooked it ourselves, is that a better way of looking at things?
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to try and avoid processed foods as much as we can. But say we're talking specifically about, say, diabetes or heart disease. Now, we're not saying that what you eat has a direct correlation to causing it. Often these certain foods cause us to be overweight, say, and it's actually being overweight, which can lead to these conditions. And some people, it's just genetics. I mean, there's type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 is completely genetic. There's nothing you can do about it. You just don't produce insulin. Yep. Whereas type 2 is that lifestyle disease, which tends to happen as we get older. But even for some people that are pretty healthy and not overweight, it's like their body, their pancreas just gets tired over time and stops producing that insulin, and which leads to type 2. So both of these things, and high cholesterol as well. Like I personally, you guys know how much I keep active and like to think I eat pretty well. I personally have really high cholesterol because it runs in my family, and sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. But once you've been diagnosed with these things, that's when you have to change your eating to manage it.
Yeah. Well, it's a thing with Southern Europeans. They tend to have high cholesterol levels, but they do have relatively healthy diets. And we know you're extremely healthy. And when I say extremely, I mean crazily healthy with some of the stuff you do. And if anybody wants to know, they just have to follow you on the socials.
Yes.
With the cholesterol.
I'm a bit high in my cholesterol as well, but I have got no other risk factors. My mum had high cholesterol. She didn't have any heart disease. So for me, I think it's a combination of factors sometimes, but I try and eat well anyway.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And a couple of things, like if anybody goes to the doctor to get a blood test, and within that blood test, their cholesterol levels come back as high, but they haven't had a full lipid profile, so you don't know whether it's your good or your bad cholesterol. I would really encourage you to go get a full lipid profile done to look at the difference. Right. Because, for example, with myself, my total's high, but it's the good that's high, and so you've actually got a low risk of heart disease. So you have to understand it better.
All right, Dom. Look, hold that thought. We'll come back and talk some more on this because it is very interesting with the good and bad cholesterol. High blood pressure is another thing. We'll take a short break and we'll come back and talk more with our nutritionist, Dr. Dom Kondo.